In the last few months, Aussie music festivals have dominated the headlines with many concerns around drug use and violence at these events. These factors are often associated with a heightened risk of sexual violence, yet there is little research into the issue on Australian soil. To address this gap, academics from UNSW and WSU have conducted a study on sexual violence at Australian music festivals. And to help shed some light on the issue this morning, we are joined by Bianca Philibon. She is a lecturer in criminology at UNSW and one of the researchers behind this study. Bianca, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem.
Why do you think there is such a gap in academic research around sexual violence at festivals? There seems to be so much out there about drug use and violence in general.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were actually really surprised that there's really nothing that had been done on this topic, especially because it is something that, you know, has gained a lot of traction in the media, and we have seen a lot of, activism around the issue, particularly from within the Australian music industry with bands like Camp Cope. But yeah, the academic research seems to be a little bit behind the ball on this one. So we're not really sure why. I mean, perhaps because, you know, music festivals are in some respects seen as a kind of, you know, fun, trivial kind of space. Whether that's contributed to the evidence gap, we don't know. But certainly it's clear that there's an issue at festivals, and it's something that we need to be documenting and gathering evidence on.
So take us through this study that you and your colleagues have completed. What was it that you found?
Yeah, so we did a survey with 500 young people who go to festivals in Australia, and we also spoke to 16 people who'd experienced sexual violence at festivals in Australia. So the survey that we did was really asking people more about their perceptions and understandings of sexual violence at festivals, and that suggested that people thought that sexual harassment and sexual assault happen at festivals in Australia, and the vast majority of participants thought that sexual harassment was a really common occurrence. Sexual assault, less so, and that certainly reflects the types of experiences of the people who we interviewed. So most people who we spoke to had experienced, things like groping, unwanted verbal comments, things that fall down that harassment end of the spectrum. But we did also speak to people who had experiences that would, you know, potentially constitute sexual assault, using a criminal legislative standard. I think the other thing that's really important to note, so we did ask people about their feelings of safety at festivals in the survey, and the vast majority of our participants said that they either always or usually felt safe. So even though we're talking about, you know, a negative aspect of festivals, it is important to remember that most of the time, you know, people are saying that they're going to these festivals and they're having a good time and everything's okay.
Wow, that is so interesting that despite these kind of really negative instances happening, people are still reporting as feeling safe.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, not necessarily the case that someone's experiencing harassment or violence at every single festival that they go to, although some of our interview participants did. But, you know, most of the time people are there with their friends, they're kind of, you know, fun social spaces. So on the whole, they weren't experienced as kind of, you know, negative, scary spaces, even though there were still these, you know, things like sexual violence happening, that certainly could make people feel unsafe or actually be unsafe.
Now, I feel like I know the answer to this question, and I feel like a lot of people out there will know the answer to this question, but were there particular groups of people that felt safer than others?
Yes, there were. So heterosexual cisgendered men felt safer consistently than women and LGBT participants. And that's really consistent with, you know, decades of research on safety. I guess, you know, one important thing to note is that there's also a lot of pressure on young men to say that they always feel safe, right? Men are supposed to be, you know, these fearless protectors of other people. So it's kind of at odds with our norms of masculinity for men to say, actually, I don't feel safe all of the time. Nonetheless, it's, you know, consistently women and LGBT people who are more likely to say that I don't feel safe in these spaces. And we also know that those are the groups that are face a higher risk of sexual violence.
In light of these findings, what would you say is the next step for policymakers in order to tackle sexual violence at Australian music festivals to make sure that people who are going to these festivals are feeling safe?
Yeah, so I mean, we have started to see some positive developments in this space already, which is fantastic. But certainly we need to see consistent policy and practice rolled out across festivals in Australia. So firstly, making sure that festivals actually have policies in place, which isn't necessarily the case at the moment. And policies that say, you know, sexual violence is not tolerated at this event, making sure that there's clear procedures in place for, you know, what to do if someone reports. You know, who do we take them to? Where are these things documented? What are the consequences for perpetrators if they're identified? So that's all really important. Making sure that staff are actually trained so that they know how to respond appropriately, because unfortunately, too many people are still being dismissed or blamed if they do report. And most people just felt like they couldn't say anything if they experienced harassment and or assault. So really, you know, making it clear that this is a space where there is someone that you can tell if this happens, it will be taken seriously and you'll be believed. And I think looking at the, I guess, the cultural and social norms of these spaces. So, for example, encouraging bystander intervention, particularly, you know, at festivals, there's often, you know, 20,000 people in massive crowded spaces. It's not always practical to go and find a, you know, a police officer or a security guard. And by the time you've got them, you know, the perpetrator's gone. So I think encouraging young people, if it's safe, to know how and when to step in and support someone or confront a perpetrator. But also just calling out your mates if they're, you know, doing something problematic, saying, hey, that's actually not okay. I don't want you to do that, can be really powerful. And I guess finally, we also have to recognise that what's happening at festivals is related to the, you know, epidemic of sexual violence that we're seeing across the Australian community. It's by no means something that's isolated to music festivals. So we have to see the strategies that we're putting in place as at festival settings as part of a bigger picture strategy to tackle sexual violence.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Bianca, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problems. Thank you.
That was UNSW academic Bianca Philiborn there on sexual violence at Australian music festivals and what's next in terms of policy response and prevention. I got to say, I never really have been into music festivals. They're not really my scene, but my younger sister, she is 18 and she is starting to go to so many music festivals. She's going to one over New Year's Eve. She's going to one at the beginning of January. Hearing this stuff is heartbreaking that there are people out there who don't feel safe at music festivals and who feel like they are being harassed and assaulted as well. And something that needs to change so, so urgently and so drastically. And it's not just about, you know, drug consumption and alcohol consumption, which is also a big issue. As we just heard there, there are a heap of issues that need to be addressed when it comes to this behaviour.